Hello and welcome to Most Clicked. This week we are asking the question, influencers, are they worth your marketing spend? Thank you to all of our subscribers. And if you are interested in today's chat, please consider dropping us a like. For now, Kyle, influencers. So we're asking this question of, are they worth your marketing spend? But I imagine that there was a Most Clicked story from your newsletter behind that. Would you mind filling us in on that?
Yeah, I mean, this one's more to look at the current influencer economy, if you like, or the creator economy. I cover it quite frequently nowadays, actually, because it's a place where quite a bit of marketing spend is going. And this story in particular revealed which channels are the most popular for influencer marketing spend. And surprisingly, TikTok is not at the top, which you would think it would be, given that that's where all the user attention is going at the moment. I think TikTok right now has three times the engagement of Instagram. So you would think that the marketing money for creators would follow, but that's not the case. So Instagram remains the top destination for influencer spend, followed by YouTube and then TikTok. And beneath that is Facebook and Meta creators and stuff like that, which we don't get a look in. But looking at that, it is really interesting, and maybe those stats follow suit of other reports that I've read. But in terms of how much creators are paid, i.e. how much revenue they generate from various deals and the way they monetize their content, TikTok is actually terrible. They're not paying their best creators even a fraction the amount that YouTube pays theirs. If you're a top 10 creator on TikTok, you don't even scrape into the top 10 highest paid creators on YouTube. So, you know, this influencer career and these creators' careers, they're definitely not created equal, depending on the platform that you're on. But to talk about whether this is worth spends, I mean, there's a few different angles that we could take with this. I know that, you know, Nath, you've got a perspective you wanted to have a little quick but talk about before we went into that, didn't you? And you too, Matt. So maybe we can bounce off each other on this one.
It's interesting you talk about that TikTok thing. I am a heavy TikTok user, as we've established previously. But I actually wondered whether TikTok underpaying their creators is a gap for brands to step into. Yeah. I mean, like, I think a famous influencer, like this guy called Francis Bourgeois or something like that, is a train spotter who straps a 360 camera to his head. Basically a national treasure at this point. And he's getting deals, like big deals, like Gucci, Adidas, like huge deals. And like, okay, TikTok might not be paying him very well, but I imagine Gucci's paying all right for him.
I'm sure I saw him at the Super Bowl or something. I'm sure that he was paid to go to the Super Bowl or something like that, some big sporting event.
No way. He's killing it. I wonder as well, I am not on Instagram, but I wonder whether it's like a generational spending thing, because I was going to make the dastardly quip of, Facebook creators, don't you mean boomers? And I think that Facebook is probably at the older end of boomers, or at least that's how it seems. And it feels like Instagram is that elder millennial crowd.
I think you're right there.
And I think it's like that's what they use, so that's what they think, I should put spend on that.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah, I mean, the audiences on each platform are quite different, and I like that point you've made about Instagram being a slightly older millennial audience, because I think people forget that and they still treat it like a general recruitment channel. But actually the age on Instagram is it's going up, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. It just means the sort of campaigns that you're running there, you know, the ultimate result has to be attached to a different objective, isn't it? Is it a good place for undergraduate recruitment? It probably still is, but not as it would have been, say, 5 years ago. You know, TikTok is probably where it is now. On the influencer angle as well, I mean, in terms of what's worth it, one perspective to think about is, when we talk about influencers, we tend to think of the big, you know, big visual kind of people, essentially, like lots of followers, lots of traction, maybe not a niche, but a broad appeal and followed because of the kind of lifestyle content they create. But you can have that sort of campaign, or you can go down the creator route and work with, say, 20 smaller creators with a much more engaged audience and scale it that way. So you don't need to go all in on one. You can sort of offset the risk and the spend across a wider pool. And there's a few campaigns that have done that recently. One in, I think, Biden's midterms in states. Like, he looked at swing states and some smaller creators in those states with like a decent following and plowed money into those areas, rather than going with like a few key influencers that might have a broader appeal. He looked at ones that could actually swing the tides for him. So there's some pretty high profile people working with creators in that regard. And I think for unis, that's where the future lies, really, especially when you're growing like your own in-house creators, or you're working with students who have those crazy followings. And I think we spoke about this before, haven't we, about Chichester and how their content producer works with only a small team of students, but between the three of them, these students have like 500,000 followers and get crazy reach on those posts. You don't see that content because it's posted on their channels and not on Chichester's, but you know, Chichester still essentially gets the love. And that's why for a university with like 5,000 students, has 25,000 followers on TikTok, because it's very intelligent in how it plays that content game. So there's lots going on in the space. But, you know, to answer that question from my perspective, I do think it's worth it. But I think the most return is when you work with lots of smaller creators and do it that way.
Yeah, that seems to make sense to me. Do you see a time when TikTok is back at the top of the list there and kind of takes back over from Instagram, or is it?
I think so.
Is the landscape changing?
I think it will. I mean, I like all apps, they go through the maturity, don't they? And right now, that's TikTok's fairly new. I mean, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, they've got ad tech that's been going for like years, right? Like 10 years, perhaps, maybe more. And TikTok's this fairly new entrant and doesn't have that sort of technology. And as a platform, it's largely mimicked in terms of the ads technology it uses, very similar to what Facebook does. And until they've kind of designed their own platform that reflects the sort of audience that they have and the creators that they have, I don't think they're going to crack that nut. They've started to make movements towards it with things like branded missions and, you know, scaling user generated content and putting ad spend behind that. That's really interesting. That's a nice unique direction for the app to go in. But I think it will, as it matures. It's trying to get into like connected TV and original productions, and it's treating itself like a proper media company. So it is starting to have those similar conversations to what YouTube has, for instance. I think it will be there, but it's going to take it a couple of years to get up to the levels of spend that you see on like YouTube and Instagram in that regard.
I think this is, so am I right in saying, Kyle, that what you're saying here is that it is all about understanding your audience and understanding the channels that they use and being targeted? You know, it might be that, I don't know, let's say that if your Falmouth, for example, has great computer games courses, so it would make sense to me to go and look at influencers on Twitch, for example. Yeah. But there's no way that you'd go and find a Twitch streamer for accounting. I don't know. I mean, who knows? Maybe there's a elite accountancy firm on Twitch or something. But you know, at the same time, there's going to be applicable stuff on YouTube, as there is on Instagram, as there is on TikTok. So it's perhaps not about being so blinkered with your view.
Yeah, I think you're right. And you know, if you're like your example there, if you are doing video games and things like that, it makes sense to search out a social platform that reflects that, isn't it? And Twitch in that case would be a great idea. So yeah, look, understand what your audience want and choose the platform which you connect with them on. Didn't you make the point about millennials being older, didn't you, on Instagram? So yeah, again, what campaign are you running in that space?
Absolutely. Well, how about that? That feels like a pretty cohesive takeaway. No apologies required this week. Excellent stuff. Well, thanks both again for your time. Thank you once again to all of our wonderful subscribers. If you've enjoyed today's chat, please consider dropping us a like. And for now, see you next week.